KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Northeast are taking a final blow from the powerful winter storm that dumped snow, sleet, and ice across a vast area from the Southwest to New England over the weekend. The colossal storm halted air and road traffic in many areas and sent temperatures plunging.
Much of the storm now has moved off the East Coast, luckily. There is still some lingering snowfall across the Northeast, but it's not really, doesn't look like it's going to amount to a whole lot besides, you know, maybe a few inches in places, particularly across like Maine and eastern Massachusetts.
Allison Santarelli at the National Weather Service says dangerously cold temperatures will stick around for a while. Parts of the South, including Nashville and vicinity, are dealing with severe icing, bringing down trees and power lines. Hundreds of thousands are without power, and thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed. With Democrat senators vowing to oppose funding for the Department of Homeland Security, a government shutdown looks increasingly likely at week's end.
Six of the 12 annual spending bills for the current budget year have been signed into law. Six more await Senate action. If senators fail to act by midnight Friday, funding for agencies covered under those remaining six bills will lapse, triggering a partial government shutdown. Last year, Democrats pushed the federal government into a historic shutdown over Obamacare subsidies. After a record-setting 43 days, they finally agreed to a deal that reopened the government and postponed the subsidy fight. Ken Lorman reporting.
Anti-ICE agitators are ramping up their protests in Minneapolis following the fatal shooting of an armed man by an ICE agent. Homeland Security is investigating the incident. This is SRN News. Formal Jewish prayer has returned to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
It is the holiest place in Judaism, but non-Muslim prayer has been banned there for decades as part of an effort to keep the peace with the Arab world, which also reveres the site. But police in Jerusalem are now allowing Jewish worshipers to ascend the mount with printed prayers and read them aloud. It's a major shift for Jewish people whose worship in Jerusalem has been restricted in one way or the other for nearly 2,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy, which bars American taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion abroad. This is SRN News. Gunmen opened fire over the weekend at a soccer field in central Mexico, killing at least 11 people, wounding 12 others. The attack happened Sunday at the end of a match in Salamanca. 10 people died at the scene. Another died at the hospital. A woman and a minor were among the wounded. A local mayor calls the attack part of a crime wave and is asking Mexican President Sheinbaum for help. The state prosecutor's office is investigating and coordinating with federal authorities. Overall, Mexico's government says the country's 2025 murder rate was the lowest since 2016, although analysts have cautioned that the numbers do not fully reflect the country's epidemic of violence. The International Criminal Court has ruled that former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is fit to stand trial. Duterte, facing charges of crimes against humanity for his alleged involvement in killings during his war on drugs. More details at SRNNews.com.